everyone. Candy is my bae who is passionate about sustainability and the low-waste lifestyle. She loves art, fitness, plants, reading, and emotions. She came on my podcast today to talk about millennial things. Enjoy this lovely conversation with my best friend. Welcome to Happier with Ming, a lifestyle design and personal development podcast of positivity, inspiration, productivity, and growth. My name is Ming, and we will be discussing health and wellness, life optimization, relationships, improvement, positive vibes, and the journey of life. Life is a journey to enjoy, and I want us to fall in love with the process while living life to our fullest every day. Hi, Candy!
Hi, Ming!
Welcome to Happier with Ming!
Thanks for inviting me. I'm so excited to be here.
Are you really now?
No, I'm so nervous.
I know! You were so... You are still nervous?
Yes. Yes. My heart is like, boom, boom, boom.
Candy, I haven't seen you in like over 6 months. Over half a year.
Because of quarantine.
Yeah.
So we webcam with each other.
Yeah. And left voice messages.
Yeah. It's been long. I know you miss me.
Yeah, I did. I know you miss me too.
Yeah, kind of. Just a little bit.
That's why you text me every morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you have a wonderful day. What have you been up to these days, these months?
Oh, I've been focusing on my health, fitness, and just helping out my mom and her boss with their company. They're growing passion fruits. So I'm currently making a website, and then I'm helping them with just buying fertilizers or like timber and all those stuff.
Yeah. Oh, passion fruit business.
Yeah.
Where's the farm?
It's in Ocala, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. So the passion fruits are not ready until September. So the website is not ready yet. Yeah, so watch out, September.
Yes.
And I'll give you the link.
Yeah, and I'll give you all the link. Yeah. That's so exciting. I love passion fruit. And I see on your stories that you're making so many drinks.
Yeah, it's so good. I've never tried real passion fruit until just like recently. Because usually when, you know, when I order passion fruit drinks and like bubble tea shops, it's not real passion fruit. It's just like syrup.
You're right.
You never see the seeds.
Oh, do they sell passion fruits in the supermarket?
Yeah, it's really expensive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I eat those, but then in China, we eat that so much. Like when you go to the restaurants where you gather like 20 people around, their drinks, there's always, coconut and passion fruit with the seeds inside.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's so good.
Yeah, love that.
You're going to try it today.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yeah. You need to give me your recipes. What do you put in your drinks?
So, usually I make passion fruit green tea and I add honey. So, you just get green tea, honey, and then passion fruit.
Isn't that your order at, like, Quickly's, like, years ago?
Yeah, passion fruit green tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But with like the syrup version.
Yeah. You know your favorite.
Yeah, I love passion fruit.
I'm excited.
A lot of vitamin C.
Mm, we need that. Fruit.
Yeah.
I need vitamin C, vitamin D.
You've had enough vitamin D today.
Just today. We go to our patio like once a week. I should use it more often. Yeah. But yeah, today I have enough vitamin D. Mm-hmm. I've been taking those vitamin C pills.
Oh yeah, I actually been eating more fruits because I don't want to take any vitamin. I don't want to depend on supplements. So I eat more vegetables and fruits.
Gotcha. Candy is actually my, what's it called? Like artist? When you go my Instagram?
Artist.
Yeah, you're my artist. What is that? Like line drawing?
A vector art? Well, I'm not sure if it's called vector art.
I'm not sure what it's called either, but you're like my calligraphy artist. So when you look at like my Instagrams, my stories, all those art stuff, all made by Candy.
I feel so special.
You are special. Oh yeah, calligraphy, doodling, vector, artist kind of thing. How did you get into that? How did you learn it?
Well, I was actually interested in calligraphy first. Mm-hmm. I always go on Pinterest and I always see like people's artwork and I wanted to try them myself. So I started doing calligraphy on like a sketchbook. That's how I started first.
Oh, on pen and paper.
Yeah.
But now you've moved on into your iPad.
Procreate, yeah.
Yeah.
Procreate. It's so much easier. And then I could erase my mistakes on, like, on pen and paper.
Procreate, it's not available on this iPad, right? Because this is not iPad Pro or anything. It's just a regular iPad.
I think you could. It is available, but for your pencil, the Apple Pencil is only available on Pro.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Huh. But you have the Pro.
Yes.
Nice. Did it take long for you to learn how to use Procreate?
No, it's super easy. I feel like this is a good app for those who are starting. Unlike Adobe, I think that would be more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like Photoshop, where there's a lot more tools, and Procreate is super easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first I need an iPad Pro. No, actually, I'll just ask you, like, hey, can you draw this for me?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yep, that's what we've been doing.
Right now, I'm, like, having, is it called Art Block?
Artist block? Artist block.
Yeah, right now I'm, like, stuck.
Stuck, even though you have, like, all these projects and stuff that you want to draw.
I'm, like, a perfectionist.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult for me. If I can't get things right, I kind of give up a little bit, but then I will try it again. I just need to take some time off or take a break.
You send me like 4 versions of the same thing and you're like, I don't like any of them. And I'm like,
but I want your like ideas, like, oh, maybe you should fix this. That's why I send it to you to see if you can point out like the imperfections or what.
I see. Okay, I will try to point out more things, but I think they're all really good.
Send me your favorite quotes.
I will. Yeah. I'll send you some. So when you see any new posts that are like doodling a vector art, that's all Candy. This is Candy.
Yes.
Candy, you've been doing fitness stuff as well at home, right?
I've been doing a lot of cardio, a lot of HIIT.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, I just focus on like stretching and my headstand. I really want to do a headstand by the end of this year.
You need like really good core strength for that?
Yeah, I have no core strength.
But you stay up there.
No.
Like at least 1 second, which is really good.
Yeah, but I'm not like straight.
You're tilted?
Yeah, I'm tilted.
It looks pretty good. I mean, you're getting there.
I'm getting there, I'm getting there.
That's very cool.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I could actually like stay in a position for a while before lifting my legs up.
Uh-huh. I'm scared of being upside down.
It's fun.
Did you? You were never scared of being upside down?
No.
Oh.
Well, I did, but then when I started doing the headstand, I actually like being in a headstand.
Oh, okay. For me, I don't like the feeling when all the blood rushes to my head.
You have to get used to it. In the beginning, I was like, whenever I stood up, I got so dizzy, but then now I don't get that feeling anymore.
You got used to it.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of benefits to letting the blood rush to your head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
But I don't like being upside down. Only in roller coasters.
Love roller coasters.
Oh, you love roller coasters.
Yeah.
Ew. How are your splits coming along?
It's so painful, and I'm not sure if it's supposed to be painful, but I took a pause on that because, yeah, it was just so painful.
Have you ever done the splits before?
No. I remember in preschool when I took dance, mm-hmm. and I wasn't able to do the splits, and the teacher would kick my legs.
Wow. How?
You know how my splits, they're not like a straight, and she would like kick.
Oh, I see. Kick it from the side.
Yeah. Oh. You're not supposed to do that, right? Isn't that abusive?
Oh, wait, were you in New York?
Yeah, New York.
Huh.
Yeah. I took dance.
When you were like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Whoa, so young.
Right? I took piano, dance, and I took the Chinese. What is that called?
Let me search it. Chinese instrument.
Yeah, and then I had to wear like the fake long nails.
Chinese harp? Okay, so.
It was Chinese harp.
Oh wow, you took a lot of classes.
But that was all in preschool when it was part of the package.
Oh god. Plans? I also saw on your Instagram that you post a lot of plants.
I love plants. I like plants and flowers.
Do you have a favorite? Pretty.
Flower, I like tulips. Plants, I don't have a favorite.
You just like all of them. So pretty.
I know. I think you need some in your room.
I know. I have fake ones. Oh no, I have one live one in here.
I'm very proud of you for keeping that alive.
My mini cactus from Malaysia?
From China.
Yeah, yeah, it's been alive for like 3 years now.
Imagine it's fake.
No. But yours and Helen's died. Actually, someone asked me, they're like, they picked it up. Ming, are you sure this is real?
I mean, it's also because you put it right by your window and cactus is like the sun.
I've moved so much. I've lived in 3 places with that cactus. Good. Just every month, give it a few drops of water. Suckleberry pit. Suckle. Yeah.
I name all of my plants too, but I forgot their names.
How could you?
I have too many now. I just ordered a new one. It's coming in next week. It's pink. I don't know the name. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but it's so pretty. I'll show it to you.
Where do you order it from?
I ordered it on Etsy. It's my first time ordering on Etsy. Oh. A plant on Etsy.
Yes, send me your plant pictures. Oh,
that's so pretty.
Triostar stromanth. Stromanth? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Me either, but it's pretty.
Yeah. Kenny, have you been reading?
Not recently. Mm. I should. I told myself I wanted to read like 50 books this year.
Do you set a reading goal?
Yeah, each year I do, but yeah, this year I failed.
What? It's not over yet. I have a reading goal too, except yeah. Mine is lower. Like in 2017 or something, I had like a really high reading goal, like 50 books a year. And then I was like, oh, but then 2018, 2019, I lowered it to like 30, 20 books.
Yeah, I need to lower it too. There's no way I could read 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, each year I set a goal, mm-hmm. but this year kind of failed.
Where do you track it?
Where I don't track it. Well, at the end of the year, I would count all the books that I've read. But...
because you actually buy all your books.
Yeah, I'm very picky. I don't like to read. I actually did read a book on Kindle, but I stopped because it was kind of hurting my eyes. And also, I can't read in the dark or in a darker area.
Right.
When I have my Kindle, yeah.
Yeah, you buy every book. Do you write in your books?
No,
right?
No, I do not write in my books. I don't read. If someone borrows my book, I tell them, don't wrinkle it. It needs to be crisp.
Right.
I'm just very picky.
So you must have a lot of books. But you donate a lot too.
I'm trying to donate it to the library.
Nice.
Yeah.
You say you don't track it. You just count it.
Mm-hmm.
I use Goodreads. Have you heard of it?
No.
Goodreads.com. That's where I put my goals. Whenever I finish a book or start a book, I press a button and it just has like all my lists and I could sort all the books into my favorites or I read this and I could give it stars, rate it.
I should do that. Mm-hmm. I will do that when I pick up a book again.
Okay. What is your favorite book?
I really love Tuesdays with Mori. I've mentioned this to a few people. Mm-hmm. My cousin recommended me that book.
What's so great about it?
I like reading books that are influential and provide life lessons. I'm always about bettering myself, so this book reminds me to slow down and appreciate what's around me, especially when it comes to relationships with people. Life is very short and I just want to be able to soak up every minute and enjoy what I'm doing with the people around me. Like right now.
Oh, I like that. That book, I added it to my read list for so many years already.
And why haven't you picked it up yet?
Because I haven't gone to the library to...
Where's your audiobook?
Yeah, I need... It's a short book, isn't it?
It's very short. You could finish it in like 2 days or 1 day, or depending how your pace, your reading pace.
Yeah. If it's a short book, I can read it in like a day.
Yeah.
Or an hour. Yeah.
It's so good. I cried.
Whoa. You have the book?
I do have the book.
I'll borrow it.
Yeah.
I won't write it.
I didn't finish the ending because I was just too sad.
What? But it's your favorite book?
Yeah, I'm too sad to... I know what's going to happen, but I don't want to know.
Oh, wow.
Because it's just so sad.
Dang. Okay, I will read it. Thanks for telling me the ending.
I didn't tell you the ending because I didn't read the ending.
Well, now I know. Now I know.
But I have a feeling it's going to be very, very... sad.
Is this about,
tragic.
Is this about like a grandpa or something?
Yeah, so it was the author's professor.
Yeah, I know what makes you cry. Grandpas and grandmas. Yep.
Yeah. And death.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Sickness. And broken hearts.
Oh my gosh.
K-dramas.
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Okay, I don't want to make you depressed for the rest.
I cry really easily.
Candy, I also heard that you're quitting fast fashion shopping.
Yeah, it's so hard. I still, like, sometimes stumble upon, like, those websites, like H&M and Forever 21 or Zara.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to quit fast fashion because I want to always look good.
You know, ASOS is one of those best fashion.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, your favorite?
Yes. But I look at the clothes, but I don't shop.
Not anymore. You used to buy so much from there.
I used to, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. I haven't bought a clothing in a few months.
Oh, whoa.
I know.
So, wow.
I know. I'm so addicted. I really want to add those items in my cart and then buy them. Oh my god.
Oh, and you know what you could do? You could add all the things that you want into your cart, but then revisit it in a few days and see if you still want the items. And then maybe some of them would be sold out, so you can't buy them.
Yeah. No, I tell myself, no, you shouldn't buy these. It's not good for the environment.
You've been really into the environment, sustainability, yeah, that kind of lifestyle. Yeah. We're going to talk about that more later. But yesterday you texted me about the petite lifestyle. Oh no, what did you say?
Petite. I want to have a petite or a sustainable petite line. I'm short and it's so hard for me to find clothing.
But you're actually not short.
Well, it's so hard for me to find pants that fits me. I have short legs and I guess I have a wider hip or it's just very hard.
Yeah, you're right. In the Asian community, we're actually normal height. But then when I shop at, what's that store? Ann Taylor or Loft, I always have to buy the petite stuff.
Same. When I used to shop at J. Crew, I always buy the petite pants.
Yeah.
But it's still, even if it's petite, it still doesn't fit me. It's either the waist is too big and then my thigh is just tight. It's hard. Yeah, I want to start my own line.
That's so cool. You can name it Tinkle. Just kidding.
No. Yeah, so my cousin was showing me a few items she purchased from the sustainable line. Mm. I asked her to try it on the pants that she bought because I was interested in them. And I told her, if it's the perfect length for you, it's too long for me.
Oh.
Because my cousin is tall.
How tall is she?
5'6". Oh. My cousins are much taller than me. Ooh. My sister and I are the shortest. I'm the second.
Huh. Are you taller than me?
I have 5'3" and a half.
Me too! So we're the same height.
I always had to add. And a half.
I do that too.
When I say that, my mom rolls her eyes. Oh, so we are the same height?
Yeah.
But I have a longer torso and shorter legs. Yours is probably more balanced.
I feel like I have the longer legs.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I have a wider hip thing. It's so hard to find pants.
Oh man. Make your own. A lot of people during this quarantine have been cutting bed sheets up or clawing up.
Yeah, my sister has been doing that.
Oh, she has been too?
She took my sewing machine. Uh-huh. So she took my sewing machine and she started DIYing her clothes. And sometimes she would ask me, do you have clothes you don't need?
You do. You have so many.
I gave them away. So I have no clothes right now.
Oh my. I have clothes that I don't want.
I don't know if she can fit them.
But she's DIYing them.
Yeah, for her to wear.
Yeah, so she's cutting them up, yeah?
We'll see. We'll see.
That's so cool. Yeah, so many people I've seen, they've been making their own dresses, headbands.
Yeah, the other day or a few weeks ago, my sister was using a hammer or something, banging. And I was like, what is she doing? It turns out she was making these pair of pants and it was cut on the side. And then she used a chain. It was so loud. I was like, what is she doing? Banging.
That's so cool. Kenny, let's talk about emotions.
Oh, have fun.
You have a lot of emotions, right?
A lot of emotions. I'm so sensitive. It's so bad.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing when you can't sleep at night because of those thoughts.
How are you doing now with your sleep cycle? And what do you do to let your emotions out?
So my sleep cycle has been better. I've been talking to my friends about my emotions. And before, I was actually very worried about letting my friends know about my emotions and secrets because I'm always worried that they will judge me. Yeah, but now, I'm just letting you guys know about right now I'm just speaking or telling my friends my deepest emotions to my best friends.
So. Yeah, you told me your emotions, but I don't think that it's something that you need to be embarrassed about because it's not
I know, it's just because I used to tell people my feelings and I feel they judge me or they talk behind my back. to other people, so I kind of lost that trust.
Oh, yeah.
So now, you know, I've been telling, you know, my thoughts and emotions to my best friends or those that I really trust. Right. And know that they won't tell other people.
Yeah, just let it out to trusted ones.
It's because I've been hurt before.
I know. You told me the stories of those crazy
people. Yeah, so I've always, like, blocked. Just, like, I just don't tell anyone.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, so you're sleeping better at night?
A lot better. I used to, like, roll around and, like, you know when you think of something sad and then later on you think of other...
Uh-huh.
Like, other sad thoughts, and that makes me, like, roll around at night, and then I would think, like, oh, what if I could have done this, I could have said this.
So you, like, whenever you have a conversation, like, an argument with someone, you revisit, like, oh, I should have said this.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh, that happens. And it only happens at night.
Mm.
When I'm about to sleep, like, all of, like, what I did today or who I spoke with today, all those, like, thoughts come back and, like, oh, I should have said this.
Mm.
Should have, like, said it this way, or what if I did this? Or
at night, it's so quiet. I've been sleeping with, like, rain sounds.
Oh, I can't do
that. Really? No white noise machine?
No, I needed to be silent.
But then you are in your thoughts.
Yes. My thoughts is enough.
Oh my, no, but you have the rain sounds or the beach sounds to drown you out.
I can't.
What? Have you tried?
I know, because I'm a very light sleeper.
Yeah, you are.
I'm thinking about the time when I slept over at your place.
Oh.
I literally could not sleep.
Oh my gosh.
You, like,
what? Hit me. It was me. It was me.
Yeah. You literally, like, hit me, and then I was so cold, you took the sheet.
And the AC was blasting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. Did you tell me this before?
I just
forgot.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, probably. Like, I'm not ever sleeping over again.
Yeah.
Totally forgot that. You know. Would you like to try again?
Maybe I'll sleep on the floor.
Sleeping on the floor is better than sleeping on the bed.
I like to sleep on a hard mattress, so I don't mind sleeping on the floor.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm so Asian.
Good back. Maybe in a separate episode, we could talk more about crazy people.
Yeah.
How they hurt you.
Yeah. And what you thought you were good friends, but...
Still the tea.
Yeah.
Candy, you've been really into sustainability and the low-waste lifestyle. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
So for those people out there who don't know, what is the concept of zero waste?
So zero waste is reducing what we need, reusing as much as we can, and sending little to be recycled and compost what we cannot. Basically, we're trying to send nothing to the landfill.
So reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Yes.
How did you start your low waste journey? And what inspired you to attempt to live with low waste?
So I've always wanted to help our planet, but I wasn't sure how. But what motivated me to really become conscious of my purchases and become more sustainable started around last year, when Australia had their worst wildfire. I started researching why this was happening, and this led me thinking how winters have become warmer and we haven't had a snowstorm in quite a while.
That's true.
Yeah, and like our summers are getting hotter. Oh. So climate change is impacting the survival of wild animals. And I've always been curious on how to help the climate, but I just never had anyone around me to educate me until one day I stumbled upon an IG post and it had pictures of items you can swap to become low waste or zero waste. And then after that, I was hooked, so I started scrolling on their page and I started researching more on YouTube. Yeah, becoming low waste.
I saw that note on your Instagram and you listed like so many things that you've been doing.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What are some of the things you've been doing to reduce waste and be more environmentally friendly?
Yeah, so one of the things that I started to become more environmentally friendly is getting rid of plastic straws.
Mm, yes, you use the
glass straws.
Yeah, so pretty.
But yeah, I mean, you know, when I drink bubble tea, mm-hmm. I'm still using that plastic from, you know, bubble tea, but yeah. using a glass straw, there's less plastic going into the ocean.
Right, right.
The glass straw I have is actually wide, but it's not wide enough for the bubbles to yeah, get through.
Yeah,
and then I stopped using plastic water bottles.
Yes!
I used to bring one everywhere.
I know you did.
Yeah.
So in high school?
Yeah.
And now you use your Camelback?
Yeah, I use this, or I use like the Hydro Flask.
Mm.
Yeah, and tote bags. I have a lot of tote bags, so I started using tote bags.
Your current tote bag is so cute, the Shiba.
I know, it's so cute, right? Yeah. I got it in Disneyland, or Disney World. You know how in Disney World there's Epcot?
Mm-hmm.
I went to Japan, and then I saw that bag. It's so cute. Ooh, I now buy items that come in glass, like, you know, salad dressings. Or when my mom buys, like, Tassu sauce. I reuse those glasses. I use them as cups, drinking cups, or I use it to store condiments, mm-hmm. like peppers or sugar.
So you must have a drawer full of glass jars.
I do. Yes, you know how some people, they like buying cups. I'm just like, you could just buy those and reuse it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Ben's mom does too. She loves glass stuff. She's like, it's heavier, but it's just better for you, mm-hmm. healthier,
mm-hmm.
better for the environment.
Yeah, it is. What have you been using that are environmentally friendly?
Let me pull up your list.
Yeah.
Okay, let me check your note, because I read that and then I was like, oh, I do that. No, I don't do that. Maybe I should start that. Yes. Oh yeah, so those are some of your favorites. And you also wrote like turning off the water when you clean your face, your hair,
yeah,
your body.
Yeah, we need to save water.
I know. I don't know why people still do that.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth?
Oh my god, that really bothers me.
I know. When I was in the dorms, like, people be just letting the water run. And I'm like, I know you're not really paying for how much water you use. Mm-hmm. It's in your tuition, but still, it's yeah. not good to use so much water.
Yeah.
And take hour-long baths.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Or showers. What else did you say? Oh yeah, the AC. The AC is installed now?
It is installed, but I don't use it as often. I did use it when we had like the heat wave, but I would like turn it off for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and right. then I would wake up like sweaty. But it's okay. Another item that I recently changed was I used to use plastic tongue brushes, and I would throw them out every 6 months. And now I just use those metal tongue brush,
mm-hmm.
and it's much more sanitary.
Yeah, me too. I use metal tongue brushes. You also wrote unplugging plugs from the outlet when I'm not using the item.
Yeah, that one I forget a lot, but I still do it when I see it being plugged in.
Yeah, actually me too. I need to do that.
Yeah, we need to save energy as well.
So much. We're all hooked up.
Yes. How do you reuse your Ziploc and plastic produce bag?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. You know all the Asian households, they have a drawer just full of plastic bags for their garbage cans.
Yeah. I reuse my Ziploc bags. I like wash them and then I reuse it.
I do that too.
Yeah. This is why we need to reduce and reuse the items that we already have.
And you know, for face masks, you can reuse those too.
Oh yeah, I put on like my body.
The face? Oh no, not those face masks. But yes, those do. I put it on like my neck, but I'm talking about the current face mask.
Oh, okay.
The medical ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can reuse those too. Like when I was working in a nursing home, every day, I don't know, I thought that it was just normal to change the face mask after every patient I saw.
So. I did that when I was working in a dental office because your face is not like so close up to someone's mouth. I guess, yeah, you could reuse it.
Right. So in the nursing home, I like changed those masks. I went through at least 5 medical masks a day.
Yeah.
Now we're using masks for multiple days. So we changed.
That's good. Yeah, I see like people throwing their masks like right at the floor or their gloves. Oh. They would take it off and just throw it on the floor. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? There's a garbage can right there. Especially at the gas station. Like I see it on the floor after they finish with their gas.
What?
They like take off their gloves and then just like throw it. So when the garbage can is like right there. Like how lazy are you?
I don't understand those people.
Yeah.
I also see that you wrote bar soaps here.
Yeah. I used to use a lot of body wash. Yeah. Now I started using bar soap because it doesn't come in plastic, unlike body wash.
So how has living a low-waste lifestyle changed your life?
I've learned to slowly live a minimalistic lifestyle. I've learned that there are things I need versus things I just want. Before low waist, I was someone that had a table filled with items, and soon some of those untouched items would expire, or I had like a chair filled with clothes. I no longer have that. I had like clothes that still had tags on them, and they're just sitting in my chair for like years. You know how there are people that have that chair like for their clothes?
Yeah.
That was me. Oh. Yeah, and then I would have clothes with tags on, and I don't touch them, and then soon after, I'm like, oh, I don't like this style anymore, and I would give it away. So, such a waste of money for me.
Huh. How long did you leave those on the chair?
Years.
What the?
Years? Seasons changed.
What the heck? When I order something, I like, open up so excited to wear it, but you just like, order it, and look at it, and like, okay, on the chair you go.
Yeah.
What? Oh my gosh. But yeah, okay, so no more fast fashion for you.
I gave away a lot of clothes.
Oh my god. Okay. You made Forever 21 and ASOS and H&M rich.
I know. No longer. I will no longer shop at those stores.
So for this low-waist lifestyle, what were the biggest challenges you faced and what was the hardest thing to give up?
The biggest challenge is definitely plastic packaging when purchasing food. Almost everything in the supermarket is plastic, so it's definitely a challenge. Like bananas in a plastic bag, when the banana peels are already protecting the fruit itself.
Oh my gosh, you used to be like, be careful about my bananas. It's like every time, like,
bananas bruise easily.
They do.
Okay, so you need to be careful. And also, I don't live in an area where there is a farmer market near me, so it's a challenge for me when purchasing produce.
All the farmer markets that we see, they're all in Manhattan, right?
Yeah.
Are there any in the other boroughs?
No.
I haven't seen any, really.
Yeah, in the area I live in, there's a lot of supermarkets, so it's convenient for my family to go there and buy food in plastic packages.
Dang. I think it's hard because, like, you know, when we order food, like today, we ordered food, it came in all those plastic stuff.
Yeah, just... well, you can't help with that.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually a hard thing to give up.
Yeah, but there are other restaurants, they do put it in a paper container.
Like the rice in the paper.
Yeah, or I've seen other locations where they do give it in a bigger paper box.
Oh, okay. So what's the most surprising thing about living low waste?
Definitely forgiving myself if I end up using a plastic item. It's okay if I forget my reusable bag and end up using a plastic bag from the grocery store. I don't need to beat myself up for that. Because things like that happen.
Do you have any compromised items? Like, not zero waste, but you still buy them?
Yes, my oral hygiene products. I use an electric toothbrush, so I have to change the head every 6 months. And I don't think I could ever give up my electric toothbrush. And also my fluoride mouthwash. It comes in plastic container.
With the Listerine.
I use ACT. And then my skincare products. I can't give up on that. I know people make their own skincare products, but I just can't.
Oh yeah, some people make their own shampoo, conditioner.
Yeah.
You just need a few ingredients.
Maybe one day I will do that when I do go into that zero waste journey, but right now
you're just low waste.
Low waste.
Okay. If someone is considering making the switch to low-waste living, what would you suggest to get started on the lifestyle switch?
I would suggest using reusable bags and produce bags whenever you go shopping for groceries. You could put in your car or in your bag so you'll remember to grab them. Yeah, so definitely start using reusable bags because right now I believe the most plastic we are using are definitely plastic bags. Because everyone is constantly shopping for food or other items. So reducing that in your lifestyle would be great. And also using what you already have. Don't throw them out just to get zero waste or sustainable products. If you have like a Ziploc bag, reuse them. Wash them and reuse it. Also containers, glass jars. Just use them as a cup, vase, or to store food items.
I remember when we were visiting Asia, and then none of them gave plastic bags out, so we had to pay for it.
I don't remember.
Like in Korea and stuff, we had to pay cents for the plastic bags. Did they do that?
I remember. I just know in San Francisco, we had to pay for the plastic bags, or even when we had leftover food, we had to pay for the container. So it forces you to bring your own.
Yeah. And they started doing that in New York. And I know a lot of people were like, what? We have to pay for plastic bags? But I think it's a good change.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you need to get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like forcing everybody.
I think they were trying to make us use reusable bags for a while. But people were just so unhappy about it.
Right.
And finally this year they started telling us to use reusable bags.
Yeah. And makeup?
Yeah, makeup. Don't throw away the makeup that you already have and purchase an entire set of eco-friendly makeup. Just use whatever you have right now before purchasing new items.
Mm-hmm.
Because switching to low waste and you're trying to throw out everything, those items end up in a landfill. That's something you don't want. So just use everything up.
I'm almost finished with one of my toners and the bottle is so pretty. And I'm like, what do I do with this? What should I do with it? Like, how do I reuse it? It has
like a flower vase.
But the top is like, it's a toner, so it's like a really small hole.
Oh, if you can't take that out.
I was actually Googling, what do I do after I finish using my skincare bottles? And there are some brands that take it back. They can refill it for you.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good. You should do that.
I should. The brands that I bought, they don't have that program. But I think there are more and more brands that are doing that. So if you have something that you're almost finishing up, just Google like if they have a refill or something.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yeah. I should Google that too.
Mm-hmm. So looking forward, how are you doing today and what does the future look like?
I'm doing fine right now, just trying to get by this weird time. I'm just hoping for the best in the future. I never want to look at the future negatively, so I control my own life, so I will maintain a positive attitude. Even during this weird time, there are things that I want to do, but I still need to be positive about it. Like, I want to go out to eat with my friends, but I can come to your place and go to your beautiful patio and take out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your future plans and goals for your commitment to sustainability?
I want to open a zero waste shop.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
What is that?
So a zero waste shop sells plastic-free items. They will sell reusable or bulk items to people who want to reduce waste.
Do we have any in New York currently?
Yes, we do. I believe there is one in Brooklyn called Package Free. I've never been there, but I do follow them on Instagram, and I would love to visit there one day.
Yeah, we rarely go to Brooklyn.
I know. I really want to go there.
That's cool.
I should open one in Queens, since there's one in Brooklyn.
Right. And your petite line.
Yes, my petite line too. Yes, I want to open a zero waste shop and a petite line, a sustainable petite line.
Very cool. What's one fun fact about you that sounds fake, but it's really true?
Does that sound okay? I used to hate pineapples. Because I was like, I don't know.
Question mark, question mark, question mark. Five question marks.
Four.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's four. Yeah, so fake. You used to hate pineapples? Can't believe it.
I know.
And now you love it so much.
Right? But I still don't agree with pineapple pizza.
What the heck? That's the best.
That's just gross. That is gross. I love pineapples now, but that is gross.
It's so good. You tried it?
I tried it. I didn't like it. No.
I love it. It's like tangy.
It doesn't go on. No, it doesn't go on pizza.
It's actually one of my favorite toppings. For some rapid fire questions?
Yes.
Cool. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip or red bean. I can't decide.
You know, so many people hate mint chocolate chip, but I'm like, I love that.
Oh, I love that. I don't know what's wrong with them.
They think it tastes like toothpaste, which kind of makes sense. Like, Ben does not like mint chocolate chip.
I've never thought about that.
Oh. No, I don't think it tastes like toothpaste. There's chocolate in it.
Yeah, I like mint.
Mm-hmm. How about your favorite way to start your morning?
Blasting music while getting ready.
Whoa, what kind of music?
I listen to a lot of... It depends on my mood. Sometimes I want softer music, or sometimes I like pop, sometimes I like rap, or like R&B. It's mostly R&B.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's one life-changing habit you engage in?
Being present and trying not to focus on what will happen in the future, or what happened in the past. No more what ifs.
One piece of advice that you would give your younger self?
that you are strong. There will be challenges and you will doubt yourself, but you learn in strength. And also, you're beautiful. I've always struggled with appearance and confidence, so definitely telling my younger self that you are beautiful. Don't care what others say.
You are strong and you are beautiful.
You are beautiful and you're strong.
Yes. Awesome. Oh, wait, what about the, if you would like to connect, you don't want to connect with anyone?
I don't have anywhere to connect.
Yeah.
My Instagram's private.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. If you would like to connect with Candy, just message me. She's single. Just kidding.
I'm single. Don't be creepy.
But don't be creepy. Thank you for coming on and sharing. Are you still nervous?
I'm a little nervous still.
Okay, but less.
Better than before, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really fun. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Good luck editing. I hope so.
That was Candy, everyone. She was so nervous that her hands started shaking and her heart was pounding out of her chest.
Still shaking.
She will definitely be back in future episodes because I think a lot of you can relate to her. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in. You just listened to Happier with Ming. If you like this podcast, please show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. If any of the topics we talked about during this episode could help a friend out, share it with them. Let's see where life's journey takes us. Talk to you next time.